Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, all this week, Farm Director Shauna Olson and Mick Care are broadcasting from Dakota Fest in Mitchell, South Dakota. One of the things we found out on Farm Talk on Tuesday is the sunflower acreage is up this year around the region. Mick talked with Jed Wall from Legend Seed.
Acreage is up a little bit. We're looking at about 1.3 million acres this year, which is up last year in North Dakota, about 15% on oils. And reports just came out last week. We had about 75,000 acres of preventive plant, and out of those acres, 65,000 were in South Dakota. So yeah, no surprise there. Faced a lot of challenges this spring, but the crop that is out there is absolutely beautiful. We're looking at one of the nicest crops we've had in for a lot of years, and it's a great crop to have in this year.
Which is good, because for the last 2 years, the supply of sunflowers in the pipeline has been going down.
Huh? One of our hurdles that we've gotten over this year is we've had a real glut in some of the markets. The confection market, we had a huge crop, 15-16, and we finally have chewed through that crop and have got a very positive outlook for next year on that. The oils have been also a big driver for us. There's some new markets that have opened up with the heart healthy crop. It's kind of the sky's the limit for the crop.
What's the heart healthy oil that everybody's after?
So there's a lot of different markets out there. You know, New Sun is still a player, and as is Hyo Lake. You know, if you would ask me that question 5 years ago, I would have told you by this point we'd be switched totally out of New Sun's into Hyo Lakes. But as things progress, we find there are some buyers in specific markets that their demand is for New Sun for certain frying products and things along that line. So there's going to be a mix going forward, and each one has its own niches kind of chiseled out for different end users.
Right? Is Clearfield something thing of the past, or is that still a viable player?
So no, you know, there's lots of change in the last 10 years of sunflower. You know, Clearfield came out, I believe, in 2003, and it really helped us to control weeds and sunflower. It was really a real game changer for us. We still have Clearfield in the lineup. A lot of our hybrids are still Clearfield. We had a new introduction last year of a product called 470, which is a CL Plus product. And mm-hmm. What we're switching to with the CL Plus is it gives us an option to use an extra ounce of Beyond, go from 4 ounces to 5. And then the big game changer with that is we can use an MSO. So it's a little bit hotter. We're seeing a little bit better weed control. With Clearfield on the traditional system, we were seeing what's called yellow flash, which would come, you know, a week to 10 days after spraying, which is when the plant is digesting the herbicide. We don't see as much of that even with the MSO, if at all. So it's an exciting product. And not only is the new hybrid Clearfield Plus, it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the best hybrids in our lineup. Agronomically, it's wonderful.
Again, that was Jed Wall from Legend Seed. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow.